In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At last we arrive in the holy month for which our church here was truly made, the holy month of May, dedicated to the Mother of Mercy, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Only 1 month ago, we were at the foot of the cross, where we heard the deacon chant in the grave voice of Christ, Ecce Mater Tua, behold thy mother. What a work of divine mercy is our Mother Mary. After becoming flesh and dying for our salvation, after promising to stay with us on earth until the end of time in the holy sacrament of the altar, after leaving us all the sacraments and a visible church to guide us to the eternal shore, it is still not enough for our good God. God looked upon the new Adam and said, It is not good for man to be alone. Let us make a helper similar to him. How similar is this helper? She is without sin from the first moment of her conception. She is full of grace and the mediatrix of all graces. There is no grace of Christ the Redeemer conferred upon the poor banished children of Eve, which does not pass through the hands of the new Eve, Mary, pleading for us at the foot of the cross. She is indeed that perfect gift which has come down to us from the Father of lights. In him there is no change nor shadow of alteration, and he willed that this perfect gift of a mother for his only begotten Son should also be far from the shadowy gloom of original sin. At this time of year, I am always reminded of the beautiful May devotions at our seminary in Italy, where it seems May devotions first began about 500 years ago. The seminarians set up a splendid shrine to Our Lady outside the entrance to the villa. Throughout the day, there is scarcely a moment when a priest or seminarian cannot be found kneeling before the statue to say a short prayer before going about his duties. And every night, before Compline, the entire community gathers round to sing a hymn to the Blessed Virgin. When we consider the feasts of Our Lady, we note that they are normally tied to the liturgical year, which is why they are scattered throughout the calendar year. We have the Immaculate Conception, the Annunciation, the Purification. All these follow the great mystery of our salvation. The month of May is something different. It is a beautiful month, the heart of spring, the season of birth. It's very commonly the time for First Holy Communions, and also especially for weddings. It is somehow the month of mothers. Even our secular culture clings to this one trace of Marian devotion. This month also, and this is a very childlike reason, begins, in all Western languages at least, with the letter M. And so it is natural to give it to Mary, just as our Lord Jesus Christ has those 3 months that begin with J, January for the Incarnation, June for the Sacred Heart, and July for the Precious Blood. At the wedding at Cana, the Blessed Mother came to her son with a plea on behalf of the wedding party. There is nothing in this passage of the Gospel which would lead us to conclude that anyone at the wedding had actually sent Our Lady to Our Lord with this request. It was her mother's heart alone which moved her to this mission. And the response that Our Lord makes, and indeed what he does in response to her request, it is as though he said to her, Today you have obtained from me a miracle by your intercession, a miracle which I have performed in secret, for my hour has not yet come. But the hour is coming, when all my disciples shall have their fill of new wine. Truly that is the best wine, saved for the last age of the world. And if my friends have obtained this miracle of wine, by your intercession today, dear Mother. It is by your intercession as well that they shall be disposed to receive that new and more perfect wine tomorrow. On this Sunday, when we always give First Holy Communion to our children who are duly prepared, we are reminded about the grace of the sacraments, these seven signs of the new law instituted by Christ, which contain and confer the grace which they signify. As for the special grace to approach them and to receive them worthily, we cannot doubt that this preparatory grace is obtained for each of us by our Heavenly Mother. She is the one who, by her mediation, disposes us to receive devoutly the sacraments of her Son. We rightly say that we give Mary this whole month of May in her honor, but we might just as well say that it is a gift which she gives to us. For what would we do without the devotions that we keep up throughout this holy month? No saint did more than St. Francis de Sales to popularize the month of Mary, promoting the public rosary and processions and daily meditations. Many of you have heard of this episode from instruction for the beatification of St. Francis de Sales, but it bears repeating. In that instruction, as they were preparing to beatify our patron, one of the witnesses was a female religious who knew him in the first monastery of the Visitation in Annecy. And she referred that on one occasion a young man who had been possessed by the devil for the last 5 years was brought before the Bishop of Geneva, who by then was St. Francis's nephew, Auguste de Sales. He was brought before him to be exorcised. The interrogations of the devil were carried out next to the mortal remains of St. Francis. And during one of these sessions, the devil cried out full of fury, "Why should I have to leave?" When the religious heard this, she began to invoke the Blessed Virgin, "Holy Mother of God, pray for us. Mary, pray for us." When the devil heard these words, he cried out even louder, "Mary, Mary. For me there is no Mary. Don't pronounce that name which makes me shudder. If there were a Mary for me as there is for you, I would not be what I am. But there is no Mary for me." Shaken by this scene, some of the people began to cry. And the devil continued, "If I had just one instant of the many that you people waste, one lone instant, and one Mary, and I would not be a devil." In our dark age, the meaning of this month can certainly not be in dispute. Heaven chose this month of May for Our Lady's first apparition at Fatima. The time is short. We know we live in an age when evil will seem to achieve total victory. To waste time now is to perish with this world bent on eternal perdition. Pray and do penance. In the end, her immaculate heart will triumph. Let us not waste one moment, then, of this beautiful month of May. Let us imitate the example of our holy patron and make a good month of Mary. Stay faithful to your rosary every day. Pray the rosary in the family whenever you can. And sing to her as a family. Indeed, why not gather round your statue in the garden or your house and sing a hymn to her every evening? Come to Mass and receive the sacraments often, every Saturday of this month if possible. Do not be afraid to ask the Blessed Virgin today for a great grace this month, the grace to conquer a particular fault or the conversion of a family member. I promise you this Mother of Mercy will not fail you. Our Lady, Queen of the May, Pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.